You may have very little cash on you at this moment, but that doesn't mean that you will go hungry or that you might not be able to finance a shopping spree. Many of us spend lots of money but hardly ever have much cash on hand. As reported by The New Yorker, in Belgium, 93% of consumer transactions are cashless, in part because, like other European nations, Belgium has capped the amount that can be legally paid in cash. In Australia, use of cash has declined by a third in just 6 years. Sweden may be closest to stamping out paper currency, with Denmark and Norway trailing close behind. In India, the underground economy is thought to swallow up $460 billion annually. Correspondingly, the Indian government is considering capping cash transactions and cash holdings. During a recent radio address, Prime Minister Narendra Modi exhorted India's citizens to turn their backs on cash. In sub-Saharan Africa, only about a third of the population have bank accounts, but at least 60% have cell phones. Not coincidentally, mobile payments have begun to leapfrog paper currency. Roughly a quarter of Kenya's gross national product runs through its payment app, M-Pesa. For WIPR and my esteemed producer, Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.